As I had promised, the very next day, I started doing dungeons with Thor once again, the little EXP bonus he was giving me proving to be quite useful, because I was about to level up. "What is it again that we have to do?" Thor asked, bashing an orc's head violently with his hammer, bloody bits of the orc splattering everywhere, leaving nothing but a headless orc. "We have to clear this area of monsters so that the doors for the next area open," I replied with a smile, amused with his childish behavior. "I see," Thor grinned, "then I shall offer these fake monsters, no mercy, like he had offered them any before," I thought. "We should bring Sif here," I mused out loud. "We definitely should, otherwise she will hang you by the balls," Thor cackled, as I frowned at the thought, wondering why would Sif hang me by the balls. "Why would she do that?" I asked, blasting a few orcs away with a spell. "Well, she loves fighting as much as I do, but she doesn't like to fight if there can be consequences. This place is the answer to that. I mean, look at me, I have killed 2,000 orcs, and there's no threat of war above my head. This is therapeutic." Thor laughed, killing a few orcs as he did so, by slamming his hammer to the ground, electrocuting the orcs around with his godly domain. "I see," I nodded, it made sense. Sif was always ready to fight, and she enjoyed it, the dungeons would be like a spa day for her. "Not Bucky though, he would not like this," Thor shook his head in a childish manner, as I rolled my eyes, they really acted like two little brothers fighting for my attention. I snorted. "Well, I was planning on inviting him, and the Ancient One," I chuckled, "and now Sif, that makes a party of five." The Bald One. Thor hummed while choking an orc with his own arm, while his NPC companions watched in horror. "Yes," I sighed. "She likes to fight. I always assumed she was more along the lines of, do your homework, Thor, clean your room, Thor, you know, stuff like that," Thor chuckled, finally killing the orc. "She is at times," I admitted. "I knew it." Thor chuckled once again, as the doors to the next zone opened. After all, there were no more monsters around, we had simply killed them all while talking. "Let's go," I said, walking towards the next zone, with Thor close behind me. Odin Borson POV. In my office, I watched as Thor and Alex popped in and out of reality, doing Bor knows what, not that it surprised me, of course. I mean, I already knew Alex did this kind of thing before, it simply shocked me Thor had joined him, or was it the fact that Alex had invited him that shocked me? I really couldn't tell. What actually surprised me though, was, that every so often, I would feel Thor's energy grow, meaning that whatever they were doing, was helping them get stronger at a really shocking pace. In fact, Thor was seeing more progress in these 2 days than he had seen in the last few decades. "Alex, the walking mystery," I chuckled, as a portal opened in the middle of my office, with Yao, as usual, being the one to step through it. "Hello, old friend," Yao waved at me. "Yao," I greeted her, offering her a seat. "So, what are you doing?" Yao asked with a knowing smile, or this woman was infuriating. "You already know, stop wasting my time with stupid questions." I barked without a bite. "There's no need to get angry," Yao chuckled, trying to placate me, "I was simply curious as to why you were spying on Alex." Bor's balls, this woman acted like his mother. "Technically, I was spying on my son," I replied with a smug smile. "I suppose that's a valid answer," Yao rolled her eyes. "He's getting stronger," I sighed, "they both are." "Indeed," Yao nodded, taking a seat before she turned to look at me. "How does it feel to know you will retire in a few months?" she asked, changing the topic of the conversation. "I don't know," I admitted, knowing that because of the ripples Alex created, I would give my son the Force of Asgard, had not prepared me for it, especially considering the reason why I would have to give my son that kind of power. Otherwise, his attempts to help Alex would prove to be pointless in the face of such an enemy. "The Odin Force, right? That's how you call it if I remember correctly," Yao added with a smile. "Yes," I nodded with a chuckle, pushing my thoughts into a corner, "though my father used to call it the essence of Asgard, or the spiritual crown of a king." "They will win, you know that," Yao muttered, reading between the lines. "We don't know that. Our knowledge of the future stopped being accurate the moment Alex came to the equation," I barked, "all we know is that they will fight Null, and that's it. Nothing more." "I know, but instead of doubting them, I chose to believe in them," Yao sighed. "An admirable thing," I scoffed, "to trust in children to save us." "By all means then, kill Null by yourself," Yao smiled, as I growled at her. "You know very well Null is beyond my reach," I begrudgingly admitted. which is why we need to trust in them. After all, you and I know, Thor is to be the strongest king in all of Asgard's history, counting the kings that have yet to be born, and those that already passed, Yao smiled. I know, and Alex is, well, whatever he is, I chuckled. I myself don't know what he is, Yao chuckled back. A pain in the ass, that's what, I laughed. Now, that's just mean. Yao shook her head with a smile, but not inaccurate, she added with a smirk. I think I will buy a house close to the beach after retiring, I mused. I haven't been on Earth in quite a while, I chuckled. 1,000 years, Yao replied, you haven't touched Earth in 1,000 years.